The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what was chasing them through the woods? Because it sure wasn't an animal or a human.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Do you want to call it in? Because we would like to hear it. Call 855-853-4802. You can leave your message there, your ghost story. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could be a premium subscriber. That's an option. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also go through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. My sister Kathy Gordon is here today.
Hello.
I had this. This is not paranormal at all, okay, but I find it creepy. All so, right. You know, on Facebook, how you get those... Someone is trying to send you a message because you're not friends, so it doesn't go right into your Facebook mm-hmm. messenger.
Yeah.
So I got one of those the other day. So, and that's not uncommon to get those. And I...
Because you're wildly popular.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. Everybody messages me. I don't know why I said it like that. but... So I opened the message, and it's in caps, all caps.
Oh, so they were very angry.
Yes. And the guy's picture is like an old-timey black and white picture. By old-timey, I mean like 1950s. Like okay. A man in a suit and tie.
All right.
And it says, all in caps, I'm a senior ghost in the world where I can see you in person.
What? What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm a
senior ghost. Not like a freshman or sophomore or junior.
And not like a toddler or a teenager or a tween.
Or a parent even.
Gen X or a Gen Z or a Gen Y.
But
I don't know.
Senior.
I'm a senior ghost in the world where I can see you in person.
Where I can see you in person.
Yeah, so I got that one.
What the
Sunday.
Hell?
I got that one Sunday. And then on Monday, I get a second one, all in caps, and it says,
From the same person?
Same person. Okay. I live in Wichita, Kansas. And I'm like, what? I have.
Well, that is real creepy.
It's creepy, ain't it?
Yeah.
So if you're wanting me to message you back, I'm not even going to say his name. But if you want to, if you want me to ever message you back, don't ever send me creepy shit.
Well,
because I don't even know what it means.
What do you mean you're a senior ghost?
And
I think, and I can see you in person.
The creepiest line where I can see you in person. What?
What in the fuck?
I immediately started looking around. Like,
sorry, I don't normally drop the F bomb, but that was just stalky creepy.
It is like. Yes. Like, I might as well say I'm a stalking ghost in the world where I can see you in person.
I can see you in person.
It was just the creepiest thing. I did not message him back.
Oh.
You know what?
I'm sorry for that. I apologize on behalf of all the weird, creepy senior ghosts.
That's not fair to senior ghosts everywhere.
It is not.
I'm looking at the message. I can block or delete. I'm going to block. Don't you say block?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You blocked that.
Just blocked him. I blocked him. Yeah. I don't need that shit.
No. That's so weird.
I don't like that where I can see you in person.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so creepy. But when I saw that message, I realized I had several other messages from people that were legit and not stalky, creepy messages. So I will message you guys back. I'm sorry I didn't see them. But that was just weird.
That is just not okay, Buster.
You're being kind.
Buster.
Buster's not the word I was thinking of.
Really?
Buster.
I'm going to shake my fist in your face. What's wrong with people's kids, or people's grandparents?
I think it's a grandpa.
I mean, really?
I can see you in person. I'm a senior ghost part. That doesn't creep me out.
What does that
I can
mean?
See you in person.
Like, does it mean he's seen you before in person?
I don't know. It's like, my God, I worked in radio for a zillion years. I still do. And you can see me in person.
I go to the grocery store like everybody else.
Right? I'm not a hard person to find around town. And yeah, I was just like, that was weird. Okay, so I'm not going to message him back. He is now officially blocked.
So yeah, no messaging back. No.
Because at first I was like, is he like thinking I'm doing this ghost show on the side and it's super secretive? I'm like, old man, senior ghost. I've only been doing this show for like 6 years. This is hardly a secret. Like,
not to mention, I don't even know what a senior ghost is. That's just stupid.
It's stupid. So is threatening me with stalking.
Yeah.
Well, here's a story that does creep me out. Like,
okay,
being in, and maybe it might be where Kathy and I grew up in the middle, this Great Plains. There's not a lot of heavily wooded areas. Like, when you get into the eastern half of our state, there's
more.
But, we don't have woods necessarily. Up in around Kansas City, there's some heavily wooded areas. But you and I, we didn't grow up. There are wheat fields and cornfields, and it's all farmland out here.
Oh, gosh. Out in western Kansas, where I used to live, we had big open, big windows on the back of our house. And it was so flat that at night, there's distant lights. You could see a town.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7 miles away.
Yeah. That is like a freaking nightmare to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to be in some wooded areas. There's a park here in town that's super wooded. But then I hear stories like this, and then I question going in on those trails. So I don't know. Here's the story. It says,
okay,
most of my paranormal experiences took place when I was younger. I haven't really had many experiences as of late. My last happening about 2 years ago. I only started experiencing paranormal events after I and my family moved across town when I was about 10 years old. The house we moved into is brand new and nobody had lived on the property previously. The space where our house is set was an empty lot for years. I live in a very small town in the middle of nowhere, North Carolina. My home is located on a pretty busy street surrounded by other houses and close to a junior high school. Not really a good setup for a textbook ghost story, so at first, I never felt uneasy in or around the house. Behind our house, there used to be a pretty thick set of woods that stretched for about 2 miles with a small trail that wound through it. I say used to be because when I was about 12, the town started cutting them down to build a housing development right behind the house. That's when weird things started happening. One story in particular happened on a bright sunny day without a cloud in the sky. A friend and I were walking on the trail behind my house through the woods. We had been doing that for years. We would find old shirts and shopping carts and even old children's toys back there before they started clearing it all away. Those findings always gave us an eerie feeling. We eventually came to the spot where the woods stopped and a very large open area began. It was about the size of 2 football fields and covered in dirt, a clearing for potential houses. We walked along the edge of the clearing, staying close to a part of the woods where they hadn't torn down yet. Then out in the distance through the woods, my friend and I heard what we thought was a woman's voice. I wasn't exactly sure what it said, but I knew the tone was that of a woman. This freaked my friend out, and he continued forward at a quick pace until eventually he started running. I stayed behind, mainly laughing. I was never bothered by that sort of stuff. I looked back towards where we heard the voice, and all I could see was a white t-shirt hanging on the branch of a tree. I shrugged it off and started walking forward. Later, after exploring on my own for what I believed to be about 15 minutes, I saw my friend sprinting toward me across the clearing, screaming something. The closer he got, the more audible he became. "Run! Run!" I stood there dumbfounded and just yelled, "What?" But he just kept repeating the word "run" over and over and over. He sprinted past me, heading back toward the house. Now, at this time, I was overweight and a very slow runner, so my run was an average person's jog. I started running back the same way, but he could pull far ahead and disappear back onto the trail and out of the clearing before I was even close. I was terrified. I had no idea what was going on. I had no intention of staying around to find out either. This sort of stuff didn't usually bother me, but when you're a kid and someone sprints by you screaming "run" at the top of their lungs, you start to get scared. I would too, and not even as a kid. If I, like, say you and I were out in the woods, Kathy, and you ran by me at top speeds yelling "run."
That would be incredible.
It'd be a sight to behold.
Y'all would start laughing if you saw me running
and
at
then
top speed.
I would be the one trying to run at top speed. That wouldn't be very fast. Bad hip. But we would
with
be
all that said, it would be horrifyingly creepy if somebody just took off, like, that you were with, right? And they, you know, all of a sudden just turn around and like, they're just leaving you. They're so scared. It's like every
and you
man
can tell when
himself.
Someone's yelling "run" because they're scared versus "run." Like, hey,
yeah,
let's
like,
race.
You know, like sometimes kids just run to run. You know, like that. But he's screaming "run" and it's so scared he's just going to save himself. Like, get out.
Yeah. So even as an adult, that would scare me. So it says, as I was getting past the point where the trail began and the clearing ended, I tripped and fell. I landed on my stomach and scuffed up my elbow. At this point, I know I feel so bad for this little kid. At this point, I felt a sudden rush of fear wash over me. I turned around while lying on the ground, and I saw what my friend was running from. It was a huge, hazy object, just turning the corner on the trail, only about 12 feet away from where I had fallen. The best way to describe it is to imagine looking at the top of hot pavement on a summer's day.
Haze, I know what you're talking about.
That's a good description.
That's a real good description.
The haze you see floating on top of the pavement is what I was staring at, except it was roughly 6 or 7 feet tall and moved like a cloud down the trail. I stood up and just stared at it, backing away slowly. I couldn't comprehend what I was seeing. I remember thinking, this can't be real. But there I was, looking straight at it. I then turned around and ran faster than I'd ever run before, making it back home at the same time as my friend. I started slowing down from a run to a walk, and as I entered my yard, I turned around and looked back into the woods. As I blinked, I saw the silhouette of someone with long hair standing at the edge of the woods, except they were all in light. Like when you look at the sun too long and blink. That's another really good description.
Yeah.
That was the first event of many that terrified me and set me on the path of believing in the paranormal. I've had other experiences, but those will have to wait for another day. I appreciate you taking the time to read my letter, and I hope you use it on the show. I've never heard of anyone else having an experience quite like this. What was the haze, and why did that happen in the middle of the day? I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you, and take care, Dustin. Don't know. I don't know what the hell that was. But you know,
do you think that this haze, well, it could have been an entity of some sort, right?
Sure.
I mean, something like that. But also, could it have been like an opening, like to another dimension?
Like, could it suck you in there? That seemed like super Twilight Zone-y.
I know, but you know that the couple, you know, sometimes I have these strange dreams about being dead, and usually when I'm dead, I'm okay until then I try to see people and stuff and they're hazy. Like they're just different from me now. Like there's a different dimension. And then I realize, well, shit, I must be dead, you know, because they're like, I can't get through this haze to get back into reality. I must be on the other side, you know.
But don't you think?
And I always, it's weird. I always have to come to these conclusions myself. Nobody's standing there like St. Peter saying, welcome to the pearly, you know, it's like I'm trying to figure it out. And I go, oh, I must be dead, you know, because I'm trying to connect to this other side, but I can't. And it kind of vaguely reminded me of that when he was talking about this haziness, you know, like
but
the
see,
other.
What I side. Think is that. If there's some sort of a spirit, a ghost, an entity, a shadow person, you know, we've talked about black masses. They just like the day I saw the black guy walk by. It wasn't a guy, but he was like this, moved like a guy walked by, saw it, you know. I don't know what that was, but it seems like you could take on all kinds of different shapes and forms.
Sure.
You know, orbs in pictures that are floating versus sometimes
why
it's this whole
it
like cloud that floats.
Why can't it just be that kind of weird blurry movement?
And who knows what happened in that wooded area? Right. I mean, something really traumatic might have happened to somebody.
But then he did see, he turned around and then he did see a silhouette of somebody standing like with long hair, right?
But that was an interesting description too, because they were all in light. Like when you look at the sun too long and blink.
Yeah.
So that isn't a normal description. So I think it could have been some sort of spirit. I don't know why they saw it. Maybe it was that particular day. There was a reason. I don't know.
I'm still going to go with some sort of opening to another dimension, and then that figure he saw stepped through.
So the other dimension would be like
the hazy thing.
Yeah, but where would you go? Where's the dimension two? What are you going to do when you get there? Are you going to be hazy? Is everybody hazy?
Where you go when you're dead?
I know. Where do you go?
Whatever that dimension is.
I don't know.
You know.
Where?
But maybe that's how the spirit steps through.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this, Dustin. That would have scared the shit out of me too.
Yeah, and it sounded like Dustin had more stories too, so I hope that he'll write them in because that was a really good one.
Yes. Let's go to a caller.
Hi, my name is Juliet, and my story is about my parents' old house. When I was younger, I would see a figure in my room and talk to her. I knew it was a girl. I don't know why. I don't know how. But I would talk to her. And then when I was younger, I would hear these noises in my house when I was home alone. This was throughout my, we lived there from when I was a baby until 20 some years old. And I would hear doors shut upstairs, people walking or something walking upstairs when I was downstairs. I would keep all the lights on when I was home alone. I just never wanted to be home alone. I did not feel right in that house. And the one in my room, like, I didn't feel weird about that, but like in my basement, I just felt like something was always watching me. And anyway, so upstairs, you would hear like doors close and like footsteps. And then if you were upstairs, you would hear cabinets closing downstairs or doors closing. And no one was there. And I would turn on all the lights, keep them on. I couldn't stand it. And I never said anything to my parents until I was like older. And I said something like, did somebody like possibly die in our house? Like a girl, did a girl die? And my mom goes, well, the people that owned our house before us, the daughter either overdosed or killed herself. And she was just really weirded out that I said something. And then I ended up saying something to my brother's girlfriend because she was really into ghost stories and she would walk in graveyards and stuff and whatever. So I ended up saying something to her. And then she was like telling me that my brother felt some weird presence in our basement and he just always hated our basement and he felt like there was a presence in our house too. And he was too afraid to tell anybody. So I don't know. I don't know. I've tried to look into the history of the house and I haven't really found any, I haven't been able to find anything, but I do know that the girl did die and it was just super weird that I knew that a girl died in our house. She didn't seem scary to me, but my mom did have these creepy antique dolls that just had real human hair and they just always looked like they were watching you. And I didn't know if it was like that was freaking me out or I was just, I don't know, but yeah, it was definitely an interesting experience growing up. And I have one more. I went to England. My cousins live in England and we went to visit them for a month and we went through like a 400 and some year old graveyard. It was just me, my mom, and my aunt walking through, and I turned to the right, and I saw, like, a dark figure walking, and it was daylight. It was a dark figure, and then it was just gone, and I just wanted to get the hell out of there. It was not right, and then on that same trip, we were standing on the outside of this. There was this river separating you from this like abandoned building. And it like my brothers were outside, like we were all outside. And then all of a sudden this bell started ringing inside of this abandoned building that was like no one was in it because my brothers were just exploring it and came out and there was no one in there. So it was just super creepy. Yeah. So if you wanted a haunted experience, go to England for sure. other than that, I really enjoy listening to the show and talk to you later.
So she has had some creepy stuff.
She sure has.
I wonder about the girl in her house. And then when she mentioned the mom's dolls, there might be more than one thing happening.
There could be. But I'm not going to, you know, you can have dolls in a house, but I'm not going to attribute like all of that commotion to the dolls, because there was a lot of stuff she was talking about, like cabinet doors open and shutting and footsteps. And she felt like somebody was watching her in the basement. And, you know, and then there's creepy dolls around, which just is, you know, lends to that feeling. But then at some point she said that, you know, when she was really little, she was talking to somebody.
Well, and I just wonder, if the girl who, whatever happened to her in the house, it was a tragic passing.
Yeah.
Probably not peaceful. It was unexpected. You know, so I could see how she could linger there. I could also see how creepy dolls with real human hair could have spirits or something attached to them.
Why do people have creepy dolls in their house?
I don't know.
I guess we just have to ask mom, because what possessed her to have creepy dolls? I don't know.
She still has one that she has sitting out.
Yes,
she'd have 50 if she could, but
yeah, it's very strange.
I don't know. So I kind of think in the house there's more than one thing, but that story is interesting to me. The graveyard story where she saw something there, that's kind of like the kid Dustin seeing that hazy thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I do think it could take different shapes and forms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could just be a spirit or something.
Yeah. And it sounds like the brothers also felt stuff, you know, because the brother's girlfriend told her that he had been creeped out about going down to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt that too. And then also there was the bell that started ringing, which is weird.
That one really creeped me out for some reason. I don't know why that did, but I found that to be very creepy.
Yeah. And they'd just been in there and they said no one else was there.
Yeah. And then to be outside of it, come outside, and then a bell starts ringing inside.
Yeah.
Because you just don't hear bells that often.
Yeah. But I think she's right. I think England is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Oh, I totally 100% agree. But let's go back. Let's go back and check it out for ourselves.
You know, I'm totally ready to go. But I think England, I want to get up to Scotland because I just think Scotland would be just crazy haunted.
It'd be so fun.
Yes.
We could line us up some interviews and go to some haunted places while we're
there. Let's do that. Yeah.
We're not spending the night at any of them, though, just so I'm putting that out
there. I don't think that there's a place you could stay that's not going to be haunted, though.
I know.
I don't think you can. So
I know. Oh, well.
You just gotta.
My dog came up right then like, I got you, Carol. It's all going to be okay. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get the advance episodes and access to the complete archive, 5,000-plus episodes. Then become a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.